Hi, I'm Mark Fontecchio, editor of SearchSQLServer.com. I am here today with Tony Baer, principal analyst at Ovum Research. We're going to talk today about SQL Server 2014, which Microsoft announced at its TechEd conference in New Orleans recently. Welcome, Tony.
Hey, Mark. How are you doing?
Good. So let's get right to it. Microsoft announced that the preview for SQL Server 2014 is available now, and they're saying that it'll be ready for launch late this year. So can you just give me your overall impressions of the new database?
Well, my overall impression is that, you know, Microsoft has been building on this platform for years, and so you really are seeing a lot. So the results are sort of accumulating. You know, it's kind of like incremental pieces bit by bit. And so they're doing some very, you know, they're doing some impressive things with memory. They're doing some impressive things with parallel server. And they're doing some, you know, some neat things, with integration and some unique views into Excel. So in general, they're doing some fairly interesting things. In many ways, they're kind of keeping up with the Joneses in terms of that they're doing some new things with memory, and so is everybody else, but it makes sense. So, but anyway, I think it's 2014, SQL 2014 is definitely is keeping current with the market.
What would you say is the most impressive feature? Would you say it's the in-memory capabilities now?
Well, when I say the impressive things in memory, I have to say basically everybody is now introducing in-memory. That being said, I think they are doing some very interesting things within memory. The one question I have, though, is that also Windows Server 2012 R2 is doing things with storage tiering. And so I don't have a complete answer on yet is how one picks up from the other. But the fact is that the idea is that it takes basically an old idea, which is that you always want to get your hottest data on the parts of storage that give you the fastest response. The difference today is that memory and flash have become so much cheaper that now those can be part of the equation. And so that allows folks like Microsoft to become very aggressive with the way they treat memory and with the way we basically persist data from applications in memory. So from that standpoint, I think it is pretty impressive. That said, it's a type of thing where it works best if you use stored procedures, because then they are resident in the database, they are in memory, and so that's really where you get the biggest bang for the buck. But either way, it will, even if you do not use stored procedures, it certainly will improve performance, but that's really where you get the biggest bang.
Okay, great. So one thing I was curious about is, you know, in past versions of SQL Server, Microsoft has had these intermediate versions, like they had SQL Server, R2 type of release. So are you surprised they didn't do that with SQL Server 2012, have a SQL Server 2012 R2 release?
Yeah, I'm not really a good person to answer that question, but because to me it's just a matter of numbers. And yeah, I mean, look at it. Like right now, we're doing Windows Server 2012 R2, and you're doing the same thing with System Center. So I suppose if they wanted to keep things consistent, they could have said, okay, let's make this, you know, SQL 2012 R2. I think the fact that they're integrating a number of things that were formerly, available separately, I think probably, classify this as a quote unquote generation change, but ultimately, I think that's really a non-issue.
It's really just a name change. It's not really that big a deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what about these? You kind of made mention of it a little bit. What about these ancillary features that Microsoft is pushing around SQL Server? You know, I'm thinking of things like Power View, which they released with SQL Server 2012. And then more recently, they've been talking up this feature called GeoFlow, which is like a three-dimensional mapping tool plug-in with Excel that uses SQL Server data in the back end. So what do you think about those kinds of things?
Well, put it this way, GeoFlow is pretty sexy.
Yeah.
And keep in mind the fact that this is coming in an environment where basically there's a lot of innovation on using location-based data. And so what they've done is there's some very clever extensions with Excel that they are now basically, that they're leveraging in the database, to the point where you can get some pretty, it's almost scary in terms of how you can really drill down from, let's say, from universe down to a single city block. And I kind of joked to a colleague of mine when they showed it, because they basically showed exactly that in a demo, because they were looking for where all these people were who were basically at the conference, and they used GeoFlow to demonstrate that. I said, gee, if you only integrate now with some of the new inside the building features from Google, you could really get pretty scary. But the thing is that I think GeoFlow is very clever, and I think it's going to become a very useful addition, you know, to SQL 14.
Great. Well, Tony, I really appreciate you talking to us today, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Sounds good.
And for those of you out there, thank you for listening. And for more information, visit searchsqlserver.com.